once again to The American Activist, a weekly radio program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I will be your host this morning. My name is Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer newspaper. And if you haven't checked us out by now, what is keeping you? Our website is idaho-observer.com, and it'll give you kind of an interesting anthology of where we've been in the last 7 years. Our first year and month in print was January of 1997, and a lot has happened since then. And this morning, we're going to go ahead and have back on the radio a gal that my wife Ingrid had on here a couple months ago. Her name is Vicki Barker, and she's with ASH, Advanced Scientific Health. And we've known Vicki for some time. And in our stream here, our information stream, we receive a lot of alternative health stuff, all sorts of elixirs and snake oils, and some things are good, some things are bad, some things are high-tech and new and cutting-edge, and some things are just basic herbology put into a convenient form. And so we're in this stream in alternative health, which is kind of an idiotic thing to call it, alternative health, when this is basic health, nutrition, and understanding how our bodies work. And Vicki had been involved with ASH for quite a while, Advanced Scientific Health, for quite a while, and we didn't really pay that much attention, although that we loved her very much, and she was a good friend of ours. And then one day, it turns out that a mutual friend of ours who was terminal everything, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, you name it, a really, really sick person who was really just about ready for the morphine drip, he got involved in ASH, and soon thereafter, his symptoms began reversing. And it was at that time that Ingrid and I said, whoa. And she said, Vicki said, well, you guys, I told you so. And so since that time, we've been members of ASH ourselves. They go forward on the principles established by Linus Pauling, Otto Warburg, and Dr. Keith Brewer. Basically, with Linus Pauling, he won a Nobel Prize for orthomolecular nutrition, just basic understanding the nutritional elements that comprise the molecules of our body, so that we can have cells that are healthy, so that all of our body systems can work properly. It's building from the foundation on up. It's not attacking symptoms with drugs, and it's not pouring more and more chemicals or vitamins on top of a body that doesn't work already. It's getting down to the foundation and restoring the foundational makeup of our cells, so that all of our systems can come online. And there's been some very exciting developments here recently. The stuff, the news is spreading like wildfire, and we're going to tell people about how they can improve their health elementally in just a few moments. We'll be back with Vicki Barker. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Activist. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is The American Activist, a weekly radio show that comes to you live every Saturday morning from the wilds of northern Idaho. And I want to say that I'm extremely honored to be doing this show because there are so many regular folks out there, our neighbors, friends, family, who are out there doing their best with what they've got to make the world a better place. And being the editor of the Idaho Observer, I'm kind of in the stream of, well, I'm at the desk where a lot of these people's great works come together, and it's an honor. And to have them on the air and give them some positive airtime to honor the works that they're doing is a marvelous thing for me, and I'm honored to be here. And our guest today is Vicki Barker, who has been a friend of ours for a long time, and she really qualifies as an American activist. She's a survivor of chronic illness. She decided that she was not going to take the allopathic route and be confined to a wheelchair when she had a couple of young kids at a rather early age in her life because of MS. That was a cascade of symptoms that began with pharmaceutical drugs, and I think a lot of people are quite aware of that vicious circle as it develops and the illnesses that begin to arise and the complications that develop over time with the chronic use of these pharmaceutical drugs, these prescription drugs, these government-approved drugs, and she figured out a better way, and she pulled herself out, and now she's on a mission to help everybody else pull themselves out, should they decide that they want to survive the onslaught of the pharmaceutical age. And Vicki, thanks so much for being with us again this morning.
Thank you for having me. I think I'm just very excited to be here, and I really admire Don Harkins for the work that he does. I know what a job it is, Don, out there, that I've seen your desk.
Well, and I'm going to say to you, as I've said to everybody else, you know, this line of work really beats working for a living.
Oh, yes. And,
yeah,
and
it's one of my favorite things to say.
This is working for life.
But, yeah, no, thanks again. The last time you were on the show, Ingrid interviewed you, and it was extremely popular. I believe we really had our listeners' rapt attention. And this is really vital because this is where we live. We can't be very free if we are ill. And if you look around us, the stuff we're breathing, the stuff we're eating, the stuff we're drinking is killing us. And we really need to bolster our abilities to withstand these onslaughts of chemicals and preservatives and everything else by having a strong base at the cellular level.
That's so very correct. It's what does it mean to have a body working properly?
I think nobody really knows anymore.
That's right. One of our founders the other day mentioned that isn't it really sad that children of today, so many of them will never know what it feels like to be totally healthy. And this is what we're facing.
Yeah. In fact, a gentleman, I can't even remember who it was, but I talked to a man on the phone last week, and he said, This is unprecedented. For the first time in history, the older people are probably going to survive the younger people as a generational phenomenon.
Yes.
Wow.
And Don, that's a part of kind of what I do that's pushed my mission to help others is that, and Don knows this, and many of the listeners out there are aware, I'm also the founder of the Annabel Foundation. And one of the things that promote me on each and every day is that I know what it's like to lose a child. And I truly believe there's a certain order to things. And outliving our children is not part of that natural order. But yet today, millions of families are now burying their children. They're watching their sons and daughters deal with heart problems and cancer, strokes at a very early age. So we need to be aware of what's really facing this nation. I think basically it's a lack of knowledge. The answers are there. It's just that people have really never had access to this information. We've been so educated through the medical mainstream throughout our lives. When we went from plant-based medicine back at the turn of the century in the early 1900s and the country moved towards the chemical-based medicines, this is when we started to see some changes happening. There had been changes already in the human body that very few people were aware of. And I'll go over a few of those later here in the broadcast so that everyone has the same information so that we can start using some deductive reasoning. Once we use deductive reasoning, as long as we have the basic facts available, and I mean the facts that are based on scientific evidence, what's happened is we have gone down a path nearly, 100 years, I think, Don, now, of basing our decisions on information coming from the medical community that really was based on false findings and facts. And now that we've uncovered those false findings and facts, we see how we've really been perpetrated as a people. And it's time for people to think about your futures, but most importantly, think about the children and grandchildren that you have coming into this world. Because if we can't learn and educate ourselves now, what hope is there that there's going to be something in place in the future for them? There certainly hasn't been for us in the last 50 years. So,
well, that's really true. And it really does boil down to this tendency that we humans have. We're hardwired to be responsibility-absolving machines. And when it comes to matters of our health, we really, I mean, it's our bodies. The state may not think so, but it is our bodies. And it's our lives, and we should assume total responsibility for understanding how they work, what needs to go into them to keep them well, and what we can do to restore health once we get ill. It's not in our best interest to farm that out to somebody who uses our health or lack thereof as a profit center. And I don't mean to disparage people who are in the healing arts, but the truth is that you need to be a partner with whatever healthcare deliverer you choose, whether it's a naturopath or even an allopath, in restoring your health. You can't just lay there on the stretcher and say, "Take care of me, sir," because they will, but they'll be preserving their own interests first.
Yeah, and you know, I think what a lot of people are not aware of, and it's very unfortunate that really there's another health community out there available. You know, we've been raised through, now myself, I've been raised through the medical mainstream the most portion of my life. This is something when I learned, if you go to public school, you get vaccinated, they tell you what kind of food you're supposed to eat, which, by the way, is really an upside-down pyramid there, that little food pyramid. But
right.
And some more investigation really needs to go into that food chart. But the simple things that we were taught as children came from the medical mainstream primarily. Our parents would take us off to the doctors for different things. If we had the cold, the flu, we were vomiting, we had the old Pepto-Bismol. But we went to a doctor. Okay, that's where I was raised. That's where I thought when you were ill, you went there for help. Then later on in my life, through my own maladies, I learned a great deal about something called the alternative healthcare system. Now, that was wonderful for me. That meant in my state now, when I was dealing with the fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue, and all the different series of things that were titles that were given to my aches and my pains and my inabilities, throughout that process, I realized, well, the medical mainstream wasn't helping me. I was only getting worse. They gave me a prognosis of just a few years to live. I didn't like that idea, so I started looking into the alternative healthcare field. I found it to be a lot more compliant with my body's own needs. I didn't suffer a lot of the side effects that I had by using the chemical drugs, but yet again, my body was still not healing. I was suffering with less pain. In some instances, I had more energy. I didn't suffer from some of the things that I found ended up being side effects from the pharmaceutical drugs, but I still had conditions that were limiting my ability to be a parent, to be a grandparent, to just function in my own household. But it did relieve some of the symptoms. But there's another health community out there that people are really not aware of. It's called the scientific health community. This is where I found my answers. This is where tens of thousands of people are finding their answers. In fact, this is the health community that most insider doctors and scientists use when they want to get well. So why has it not been available? You know, I thought about this for a long time. Why have I not noticed that there was an entirely new healthcare field? And actually not a new one. It had been in existence for a very long time. It was founded by the greats like Linus Pauling, Otto Warburg, Keith Brewer. But there had never been a vehicle to make it available to the public, or most importantly, never been made available to the healthcare practitioners, because these are the folks that carry and hold the lives of our loved ones in their hands. And they had not been made privy to this information. That's where we come in.
And that's the beauty of this, folks, is that Vicki, as lovely as she is and as smart and charming as she is absolutely representative of regular old commoner America. She's not a brilliant scientist or anything. She's just a person that decided to exercise her own right and her own responsibility to take care of herself, and she went out and she found the information. And now, as a result of that, she's gotten together with a couple of other founding members who are survivors of chronic illness, and they formed ASH, Advanced Scientific Health, and they're applying this stuff to their lives and making these simple, elemental products available to people so that they can begin the process of healing themselves. And when we come back, we're going to get deeper into this. And everybody, get your pencils out, 1-800-313-9443. At the top of the hour, we'll start taking calls. In the meantime, listen to the messages, support the advertisers, and we'll be back in just a moment.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Into the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer newspaper. Please check us out at www.idaho-observer.com. There's not too many alternative hard copy presses left in this country. That the process of attrition has been rather extreme, I think, since I began over 11 years ago. So check us out. And just like alternative radio, support alternative print media, because I really feel strongly that we are all that stands between us and tyranny, because we need these open lines of communication and information dissemination available to us if we're ever going to have a chance of restoring this republic. And so we're going to go right back now to Vicki Barker. She is one of the founders of ASH, who saved her life, and now she's trying to save yours. Thanks for being on the show again, Vicki. And where in this shorter segment, what do you want to cover? For whatever reasons, I know that we wanted to get a lot accomplished today, and you've advanced to me an outline, and it just hasn't shown up. I'm not sure why that is. But let's go ahead and kind of take that ball and run with it with what you want to cover.
Well,
in this
we'll
segment.
Just do what we got to do. There's a job to be done.
Absolutely.
And I think the next little. This is a short little. Here before the next commercial break. So it's maybe just to help people realize what we are facing as a nation. And I would ask each and every one of our listeners to this broadcast, do you truly believe that this nation is in a health crisis? And that's a question we have to begin asking as we start running into people that are suffering with these different maladies, many of our own family members. We know that heart disease is the number one killer in the nation. The American Cancer Society states that one in every 2.5 people will be diagnosed with some form of cancer in their lifetime. Now, that's a pretty amazing statistic there when you start counting the number of people in your own family. One in every 2.5, that's nearly half. Nearly 50% of the people you know, maybe even yourself, will be diagnosed with some form of cancer. But believe me, it doesn't have to be that way. This research team has information we're going to get out to you on this broadcast, but we have to take a full look at what's going on. In fact, those two diseases alone, heart disease and cancer, takes the lives of over 4,112 people a day here in America. That's a day, folks. This is more than the lives lost in the one day of disaster on 9/11. And just think, do you know of someone with cancer or heart disease? How about diabetes? Diabetes has risen over 400% in the last 20 years. Childhood diabetes itself has risen over 200% just in the last 10 years. Do you think we might have a problem? Do you think that maybe some of your children or grandchildren might be affected by some of these statistics? Alzheimer's is now being diagnosed in 50% of the people over 70 years old. The CDC is now stating that 50% of the nation's population is on some sort of pharmaceutical prescribed drug. They wouldn't be on that drug unless there was some sort of so-called disease. Am I right?
No, that's absolutely correct. There's, and if you look out there, you watch TV and you see all the drugs being advertised there, the endless parade of drugs being approved by the FDA. My gosh, we have all these weapons out there to cure disease. How come it's not happening?
How come? How come the richest nation in the whole entire world suffers with the greatest cost for medical care and medical treatment? And that right there, within that question, is the answer. We're out there putting billions of dollars into cancer research, into lupus foundations, MS foundations, and all of these potpourris of agencies that are working supposedly toward finding the cure. Well, folks, Advanced Scientific Health, what we really are is an independent research group. Now, this is a real diverse group of people. We come from all walks of life. Even though we have a lot of practicing and retired doctors and other healthcare providers, we have dentists, we have lawyers, we have engineers, we have managers, supervisors, a very diverse group of people that were willing to take a look at the information that we were providing from the scientific health community. And they began to apply it in their own lives. They took that step on faith that maybe there is a better way. As we started understanding the scientific health community, we were very quick to realize, after we reviewed the works of these Nobel Prize-winning scientists, there was a very good reason that their information had never been released to the public, had never been taught in the universities. Now it's up to you to determine why that happened. But we need to move ahead, because we can question ourselves into the ground, literally. But when you have a bit of truth that you can work from, and here's one bit of truth that this group of independent researchers have found, and that is, now, if you do, I do hope you have that pen still handy that Don said to get to write down numbers, because I will be throwing out some websites, some names. You can further your research after this call, but it is imperative that you take that responsibility. No one can help you get healthy but you. So the information is there. And the scientific health community, what it shared with us is that the natural cure for all disease is not going to come in the form of a pill or a surgery or even radiation. The natural cure for any disease in the human body is the human body.
Absolutely. And basic understanding of how it works and basic understanding of nutrition from the cellular level on up. So, everybody, the next segment is going to be quite fascinating. Stay tuned, and again, at the top of the hour, we'll be taking calls, so 1-800-313-9443, and again, please support alternative radio, support the advertisers, pay attention to the messages, and we'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Got a long segment here, so we're going to go ahead and get right to it with Vicki Barker of Advanced Scientific Health. And let's just start here, too, and say that anybody who's out there, if you are ill or you know somebody who's ill, there really is, in most cases, nobody that is incurable. Think about that. We know some very, very chronically ill people these days, and there's no incurable illnesses. There is only incurable people. And so this is for everybody, for health maintenance all the way on up. And so, Vicki, why don't you go ahead and start this segment by giving some contact information so people can begin maybe hopping around on the net and getting a little, get their feet wet with regard to getting in touch with Ash.
Well, and I think a good place to start on this is to share with you some of the major findings that the independent research group has found, and what we've done is developed an education program. It's very simple, very basic, but what we find, that's really all that's needed. When we finally came to the realization of what the scientists were sharing with us, and that was the human body was created perfectly. At creation, everything worked just fine. Our bodies had every ability it was intended to have. There was no such thing as heart disease and cancer. So with the science, the research from the science, we've been able to go back and determine what has changed. What are the things that really families are facing out there? And some of them are so very basic, but yet we don't learn about this in school. We don't learn about this from our doctors. So we've developed an education program that is there for healthcare providers. We have many that join us on our calls. These are men and women that have taken up this area of work for nothing more really than to help people. And what they're discovering is that many of the things that they've been prescribed to do and to use for people have really been harmful. We like to stay with the old method of first do no harm.
Sure.
And as we start looking back at some of the things that's changed, we have to take these into account when we're dealing with our bodies and our health. One of the things are, when the human body was created, we had a certain liver enzyme that was functioning. This no longer functions. The human body, some thousands of years ago, for whatever reason, lost that certain enzyme. And then the scientists were able to trace back what that enzyme actually was doing for our bodies. And what it did was it was able to take the blood glucose, the sugar in our bodies, and convert it to something usable by the cells, which was called ascorbate. The humans now are one of four animals that no longer can produce this certain liver enzyme. So therefore, we no longer have the ability to produce ascorbate. Now, ascorbate was something that was essential to body function because ascorbate is what helped rebuild, regenerate, and remove toxins from the body. Now, those are very important little R words there. Because now we live in a society where, again, our environment is changing at a drastic rate. As Dawn mentioned, our food supply is, so much of it has been genetically engineered, so much of it has been processed and packaged, and the additives that are in there, these are all foreign substances to the human cell. And this is the difference, I think, the biggest difference in how we look at our body is because those of us with the research group, we look at the body at the cellular level. We look at what's going on within those cells. What were they developed to do? And we find that it's not just at the cellular level, but it actually goes within the cell. There's a certain order to things, just like with all things. There's an inherent truth, whether we believe it or not, whether we understand it, whether we're aware or whether we're ignorant. There's still inherent truth of how everything works. So as you start looking at the body at the cellular level, you realize how important things like the ascorbates were. You know, our society now ingests, there's one food corporation, I believe it's the Hostess Baking Company. They use 350,000 pounds of sugar a day in processing their products, which then in turn is sold to the public. Our diet of carbohydrates and sugars are just overwhelming. If you really go and follow a child throughout a day when they're going to public school, you'll quickly realize what I mean. We're ingesting things into the body. We're injecting, inhaling, absorbing things into the body that the body no longer has an ability to deal with. We no longer have ascorbate. This is what helped us keep the body clean, keep it functioning, keep it to be able to reheal and rebuild. The other thing that we have that we've found that is so very important, how important do you think oxygen is
in the human body? It's vital.
It is vital. But most people don't realize how this has changed over time. When the Earth was created, science has shown us the air, the atmosphere, contained 37% oxygen. We had a lot of oxygen available to us. Well, now our atmosphere contains around 20%. It's down around 17% in large cities and even less in some areas and in some situations. So there again, thinking at the cellular level, if we do not have the available oxygen in the atmosphere, where are we going to get this oxygen? This nation is a nation that is very oxygen deprived. We've had people that have joined the research group, and you know, when most people come, they come complaining of different maladies, and we just kind of let them go on with that until they finally get in that loop and understand how very basic health is. Many come with headaches, for instance. In a very short period of time, those headaches are gone. And why is that? Well, pain, for one thing, pain is only a lack of oxygen. It's not a disease, folks. It's not something that you have to have a prescription pill for to fix. In fact, there's absolutely not one chemical drug out there that can heal the human body in any way, shape, or form. But yet people will run down and fill these prescriptions for painkillers. Okay? First, identify what the problem is. If you have pain, then that means there's a lack of oxygen to that area for whatever reason. Now it's your job to determine, okay, why is there a lack of oxygen to that area? Well, it might be that your pH is very low. Maybe your body doesn't have a lot of available oxygen there for the cells. So we learn how to bring that up. We learn how to build that body's oxygen level up. We learn how to make more available oxygen. And remember, just a few moments ago, I addressed the issue of cancer. Does anyone out there really know what cancer is? Unfortunately, I have not met an oncologist yet that can truly tell me what cancer cells truly are or what the cause of cancer is. But yet Otto Warburg knew. H.E. Satori, Keith Brewer, they all knew. Joanna Budwig, they all knew what really was the cause of cancer. But this information is not readily available, so you're going to have to get your pen and paper out and jot down some of these names, some of these terms, some of these websites, because the education begins at home. We have to start looking at Homeland Security. I'm 100% for Homeland Security, but it must start at home. And this is where we all make those tiny little steps to start learning. And learning how to provide more available oxygen is so very easy. Many times it just comes in the way of becoming your own food and drug inspector. If there's those of you on this call that really believe that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is an authoritative agency put into place to protect your health, I have to tell you, you're wrong. And you're probably wasting your time even being here on this call. What I do is encourage people, become your own food and drug inspector. You are the last inspector for what goes into your body, but more importantly, you're the last inspector that sees what goes into your child's body. God help them. They can't read, some of these little kids. They don't know what's in that chewing gum. They don't know that there's aspartame in there. Just because somebody's trying to cut out sugar in their diet, many times they'll turn to these falsehoods that they believe, well, this is an artificial sweetener. It's okay. It doesn't contain sugar. Sugar's bad. Sugar's acidic, makes your body go acidic. But it's by far better, a better choice than something like aspartame or Splenda. These are deadly poisons to the human body. There is a website. It's called www.doorway.com, D-O-R-W-A-Y. I think it's imperative that people begin questioning and we're doing your own research. We encourage everyone to join the research group because there we've developed a program that will help you step-by-step learn how you can start turning things around in your life on a daily basis. We've made it very simple. It's Albert Einstein had said, if you can't explain something simple, you don't know enough about it. So we keep everything as simple as we can because really our target out there is to save some lives and especially the lives of these children. But when we learn how to get oxygen back into the cell, we learn that cancer just cannot survive. There's two things to know about cancer. One is oxygen kills cancer cells, and the other is sugar feeds cancer cells. And this is all from works that has already been out there. Dr. Otto Warburg has actually been awarded the Nobel Prize for these discoveries. But there again, the vehicle was never in place to bring this out to the public. So this is what advanced scientific health is all about. It's a program that's there to help each and every one of you. There's a membership cost of $30 a month, but believe me, if I never received any other benefit than just knowing that there was a group out there that was really bringing the truth to families and saving lives, it would well be worth the $30 a month just to ensure that that mission was continuing. But we've added a lot more to the program. When we started learning what it was our body needed, the core founder group of ASH, we didn't have a lab. We didn't have access to formulas. We didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle. We just had the scientific research, and we knew that we were sick, and we had no other choice but to give it a try. And so we started going out and finding the elements that these scientists recommended. We would read the research. We would analyze. We would use some deductive reasoning on how to get it in the proper form. Form is very important when we're talking about the human body. Calcium, for instance, Don, we heard for years how important calcium is. And so people would run out, and there was ads out there saying, take Tums or Rolaids, it provides calcium. People were buying these boxes of these things. You'd go to their home, and they had cases of Tums without realizing they were taking calcium in the wrong form. They were actually doing more harm to their bodies and their cells' ability by taking the wrong form of calcium than if they had been taking none at all. By wrong form, I mean something, in this instance, calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is calcium, but it's a very hard calcium. The body has no use for it. The cells cannot use it, so it migrates into the bloodstream. Okay, the cells can't use it there. So then it kind of migrates to the walls of the arteries, and it kind of gets hung up and stuck in the plaque and all the heavy toxic metals that have accumulated there from our vaccinations that we were forced to have when we were children, from the many years of use of underarm deodorants that contain aluminum. These kind of things start collecting in the body. And remember, it has no ability, it has no ascorbate to remove these toxins, so they just continually build up. And what happens over time is the cells are not allowed to breathe. The oxygen level in the atmosphere has decreased. The food supply does not provide a good balanced pH menu of any sort. And then you have these cells that have been coated with different types of heavy metals. They're coated with hydrogenated oils. There's another thing in every food product just about in a grocery store, hydrogenated oils. What I've done, Don, here recently is I went to a dollar store, and I got a great big magnifying glass. And now if I'm challenged to go into a supermarket, which I really try to stay out of those places as much as possible, but when I do go in, I take my magnifying glass. It's big, it's black, and it does draw some attention. But I read the label. I stand in these lines, especially like the cereal line, and I read the labels on the Campbell's soups. If those foods contain something called MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, they're getting real tricky now, though, Don. Now they call it hydrolyzed vegetable protein. Then we figured that one out, so now the food packaging says sometimes natural strawberry flavoring. That by law is okay. Yeah, it's MSG. But by law, they've had the laws changed now to where they don't have to put MSG on the label as long as they say it was a natural strawberry flavoring. How they got the natural strawberry flavoring, of course, was using MSG. But they don't have to tell you that anymore. The hydrogenated oils, that's something that is almost in everything out there. Aluminum, you're going to find that aluminum has been added to so many food products. Aspartame is now in over 6,000 food products, and unfortunately over 700 of those are children's type products, like Flintstone vitamins, things that you would think you're giving your child to keep them healthy. Don't be fooled. Millions are being fooled on a daily basis in this nation, and unfortunately probably some of your own family and friends, maybe even yourself. So if you have some sort of disease or malady, disease really, folks, is all the same thing, okay? I don't like to dwell on the names of diseases. Those names are just things that are made up, and it's based on where and how severe a malady might be in the area of that body. So they come up with these names. Really, disease is the same thing. It's just a different level or degree of degeneration in the human body caused by certain deficiencies in minerals, elements, and the abilities, the basic abilities the body has. So as we all know, we're all deficient in ascorbate. So we don't have that ability to remove these toxins, to rebuild the damage done by things like aspartame and these other poisons. So the cells go on doing what they can. Their only purpose is to keep us alive, but what we've done is stress them to a point that now they're very acidic. Okay, they don't have a lot of oxygen. The little engines start slowing down. Every cell, we have trillions of cells in the body, and each and every cell is comprised of little mitochondria. There's 300 to 800 mitochondria in every cell. Those are the little engines. Those are the little communication centers. And when we start sealing these up to where they can't get the proper oxygen, they start becoming deficient. They lose that little voltage, that little electrical charge. They miscommunicate. They can't communicate. So they start to die. And as these cells begin to die, of course, like anything dead, they begin to ferment. Okay, have you ever driven past a decaying animal on the road, and you pass by it day after day, and you see the police drive by, and nobody ever stops to clean it up. They just drive on by. I don't know whose job that is to get the dead animals off, but you still watch them rot. Well, this is what's happening to these little cells. They begin to rot and ferment. Okay, and any fermenting process, I know some people that make their own beer. There's a fermenting process. People that make wine, there's a fermenting. And what they add is sugar to help that process along. For a lot of us, it was baking bread. If you didn't put that sugar in there, there wasn't something to feed the yeast. So the fermentation process would start. Same thing with the human body. So as the cells begin to ferment, they die and ferment, this causes all sorts of maladies. This causes the body to actually be able to host things like viruses and fungus. We hear parasites and these types of things. But an optimum working body would never host these things. And if we were
fully oxygenated,
it needs oxygenated. Right. It can start today, folks, with as easy as just learning how to breathe better. That's a big step for a lot of people. I know over the years, Dawn, I've had letters from a lot of prisoners. And in prison, I can't even imagine what it's like to have cancer in there.
No kidding, because there's no resources available to combat it.
No.
Hey, everybody, hang on just a moment, Vicki. We've got a break coming up. And again, everybody, 800-313-9443. After the break, at the top of the hour, we'll be going ahead and taking callers. So get your pencils out, get your mind together, and be ready to ask us some questions. And we'll be back in just a few moments here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Top of the hour, and so we're going to go ahead and jam, just like we did in the last longer segment, a whole bunch of information into a small space. And again, we are accepting calls beginning at the top of the hour. Now, keep in mind that Vicki is not a physician, and even though she could save your life, she can't do that by law. She would have to go to prison if she did. You have to save your life. So keep your calls confined to questions that she can answer and maybe some comments, too, with the idea that you are now your own doctor. You are your best physician, and get that through your head and get the information together and go out there and get yourselves and your family members and circle of friends healthy. So thanks again, Vicki, for being with us. That soliloquy from the last section was awesome. I can't thank you enough, and I am just so impressed with how You have learned so much over time that you distilled so much information, and every word, every sentence that you're delivering is so pregnant with purpose, and you have the luxury of brevity because you've got such a command of the information. Are you there?
In a public
speaker. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
I couldn't hear you there for a moment. Okay, good, you're back.
And I've never been one to be a public speaker or anything, but there's something exciting about knowing that you have some information and it's based on truth and fact, and it can make such a difference in people's lives, a powerful difference in people's lives. If we're to address this healthcare crisis, we need to start at home, like you said. People need to become their own doctor, their own physician. That's the way it was intended. Your health was given to you as a blessing from the beginning. It's just that we as a people have not been very good stewards with what we've been given. But now, thanks to science, to these Nobel Prize-winning scientists and these insider doctors who are willing to share, people willing to step up and say, no, there is another way. Take a look at this. And when you look at a work from a scientist and their work supports their contingency, there's evidence there that it is the truth, and you start applying that knowledge and you start waking up and realizing, gosh, this helped me. It's going to help this person, too. Their body works the same as mine. It gets pretty exciting to know that we live in a time where we have an opportunity, folks, to change this world around, but it has to start with you. Mahatma Gandhi had a saying, we must become the change we want to see, and this is where it has to start, within each and every person. And one of the things, besides outside of the spiritual, we think of mind, body, and spirit. It's kind of backwards, Don. I think it's spirit, mind, and body. And
absolutely,
if we can get our spirit right and understand, we've already been given everything. Okay, get our mind right to understand the importance of what it is we've been given, and that it's our choices that we have. We have those choices, and then the body. Then take a look at the body. What were you given? What did God give us? He gave us a perfectly working machine.
And that is true. Our body and the world around us can work together in harmony to preserve our health. We just have to shift through all the nonsense and find out the basics of how to accomplish that. And it's easier than you think. It takes a degree to screw up the body. It takes common sense to keep it healthy. So hang on, everybody. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll be taking your calls. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments.